Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, a good evening and welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America, across country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Tune in, Simple Radio, iHeart, and the whole deal here, and SportsOvernightAmerica.com and SportsByline.com. Marty Terrell, a Tuesday into a Wednesday edition. Hey, listen, we're going to ring in the holiday season a little early this year. I'm not going to say prematurely. I'm going to say early. Jennifer Hudson, the Grammy Award-winning singer and Emmy Award-winning actress. She's an EGOT. Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony. That's hitting for the cycle. Yes, we are going to lead off the show here in moments. So we look forward to that. She's got a new album coming out for the holiday season. She's got a tour, which is going to be in Brooklyn, Chicago, Vegas, and L.A. A nice piece. What a way to do it, right? Get the jump before everyone else with Thanksgiving a couple of weeks out. World of Sports, Monday night, Miami crawls back into it. Rams took a little bit of a hit. You could see that coming a mile away. And away we go. We will college basketball too. A good double dip tonight, right? I mean, seriously, a really good double dip. We'll talk about that down at State Farm Arena in Atlanta. We'll get to that. We're going to get Tyler Levine in here. He'll help us wrap up the football. We're also going to get our second 12-team college football playoff rankings tonight. Brock Hines will join us at 40 past the hour. We'll look at the Juan Soto sweepstakes. I mean, I hate to say this, but Mets, Yankees are going to be in a head-bobbing finish. The Dodgers are being manipulated. The Giants are going to be manipulated. The Red Sox are being manipulated. North of the border in Toronto, they're being manipulated. He's a Boris client. They're going to just leverage it out, drive up the price. I think he's going to get more than Ohtani money. I really do. He's going to get more. He just is. It's Boris at his best. I mean, I've often thought about this. Can you imagine Scott Boras's bank account? I mean, seriously, we talk about all these athletes and how much they make. Can you imagine the war chest of money this cat, Scott Boras, has driven up over the years? Been doing it a long time and doing it very well. We come back. The lovely Jennifer Hudson will join us. Immensely talented with a huge heart. We look forward to it. Dominic Jimenez along the way as well. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe. Don't go away.
Build up to Black Friday with savings all month long at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. And don't wait to pick up holiday inflatables under $20. Don't wait to save in-store or online now. Because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, talking the world of sports here as we roll along here, sports and entertainment, lifestyle stuff. Tyler Levine's going to join us here a little early. Jennifer Hudson's running a little late. I hear Tyler is getting locked and loaded from Miami. Dolphins big winners last night. Of course, he thought it was going to be the Rams. I give him a little bit of a hard time here. College hoops tonight, too. Really, really good night. And I'm ready for it. Listen, some people aren't. I'm ready for college hoops. I am. Look, we got the college football, we got the rankings coming out. And I got to think, what do you do with SMU is what I want to know. Tyler, are you with us? Do we have you locked and loaded? How are you, Tyler?
I am doing well, Marty. Ready to rock and roll.
Good to hear your voice. Jennifer Hudson was going to lead off the show, but she's running late because she's doing a bunch of these, and that's all well with me. What do you do with SMU tonight? Look at Miami is kaput. They're done. But this is where this whole ranking thing gets sticky to me, because SMU has got Boston College this week, Virginia and Cal to wrap up. They've got the inside track to winning the ACC and getting that automatic bid that comes with the ACC. What do you think here? I hope I didn't catch you off guard.
No, I mean, who would have thought that these are the conversations with a lot of these teams that we'd be having at this point in the season? You know, a team like SMU, I think everyone kind of expected Miami to play well. Obviously, their loss last week was shocking. And now here we are, because you're right, they have the inside track. And they have that momentum, and they're very aware of the position that they're in. I mean, it's simple for them. They're a 17.5-point favorite tonight against Boston College. On Saturday. Mm-hmm. I don't see them having any issues with Boston College, although they are a gritty team. They play a Virginia team and a Cal team that, you know, for lack of a better term, are underwhelming. Obviously, Cal played Miami very well, but blew a massive lead. And they only have one away game, and that's at Virginia. And I'm pulling that up right now, who's a 5-4 team, 3-3 in conference. I'm assuming they'll be heavy favorites there as well. So as long as they don't implode, they're going to be in the playoffs. Giovanna Scroggins' alma mater will be a college football playoff team in the inaugural season.
I mean, think about that. I mean, they've done a heck of a job there, and they've done it basically. They had the quarterbacking situation with Stone and Jennings. They've sorted that out. Most teams, you know, most college teams, pro teams don't really, rise under a quarterbacking controversy. But, you know, coaching staff there did an excellent job with it. I love it. Don't forget, in summation, this is a university that's been besmirched with, you know, the death penalty and that scandal with the Pony Express going all the way back to Dickerson James and that whole crew. I mean, we're talking 4 decades that they've had to wear that scarlet letter. I mean, this is unbelievable for SMU. Give me a quick hit on that.
Yeah, this is the beauty of the college football playoff, because, I mean, think about it. Even as recent as last year, the only teams that we would be talking about right now is Oregon, Ohio State, Texas, yep. Penn State, Tennessee, maybe Indiana. You could go as far as BYU, but like BYU wouldn't be making the top four just because of how the how it's been. And now we get to discuss teams like a 10-0 Indiana, and you know an 8-1 Notre Dame being in contention, and a you know an 8-1 SMU. You know, these are teams that we would never be discussing. And when you combine the NIL and this 12-team format, which we both agree will inevitably at some point very soon be a 16-team format, you know, now it's more exciting. Now there's teams that normally at this point in the year no one is talking about that we get to discuss. And there, you know, it's going to help all these, you know, let's call them mid-tier teams with recruiting and bringing people in. And it's better for the players. It's better for the schools. It's better for the NCAA as a whole. I mean, think about a 16-team. Imagine we were discussing Army being in the college football playoff as a potential, you know, playoff team. Army, who's 9-0, by the way, for those who don't
right.
know.
Exactly. I mean, it could get an at-large. It might be a stretch, but they could get an at-large. That's exactly right. All right, let's go back to last night. Miami gets the job done. You know, that AFC East is what it is. I mean, Buffalo, obviously, with a big spot with Kansas City this week. We talked about how Baltimore and Pittsburgh are going to collide. It's going to be a big Sunday. Here's where I want to go with you, though. You know, where do we go with the Dolphins? Is this a team that can claw back into it, or is it too little too late in your view?
I just don't think they're good enough. One, their record against teams with a winning record is alarming. They beat the Rams last night, who were 4-4. So it doesn't really exactly, you know, that doesn't help them in that statistical category at all. But look, I mean, in the division that they're in, anything is obviously possible. Obviously, Buffalo is going to take down that top spot, but they should have some easy wins in terms of playing the Patriots, and who would have thought, but playing the Jets as well. Looks like it might not be as difficult as it seems, especially if they can stay healthy. Do I think the Dolphins will make the playoffs? Absolutely not. Can they find a way? Is there a path? Of course. And that's, you know, we pull up their schedule. They got the Raiders. That should be a win. Patriots should be a win. I mean, the really only really tough teams on the schedule, and really tough being stretch, you know, a stretch of a term, is the Packers and the Texans, and they played the Jets twice, 49ers obviously as well. So they got some work to do, but there's no reason why they can't beat the Jets and the Browns. Quite frankly, there's no reason they can't beat the Texans after what we saw from them on Sunday night. And the Niners, yeah. Who really knows, you know, how healthy will they really be come week 16?
Yeah, a much ballyhooed AFC East has fallen so dramatically, it's almost hard to comprehend. Jets have not panned out under Aaron Rodgers. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. The Patriots, I think, are in for a protracted decline. I mean, I'm not talking just 1 or 2 or 3 years. I think the Patriots, first of all, I don't like the hire of Mayo at all. I just don't.
Yeah,
and that's being born to truth. It really and truly is. This division has a chance. When you think about it, this division has a chance to be dominated by the Bears for the next half a decade. When you think about it, Tyler, seriously.
Yeah, I mean, the Bills are in a significantly better position than all of these teams because the Jets are about to go through another rebuild. It's obvious and it's inevitable. New England is in the same spot. They're in a rebuild. Not that their fans have anything to complain about after the run that they had. And you know, I don't really think they care too much, but the good news for New England is it looks like they found a potential guy in Drake May. He looks good. I think that the coaching hire, I agree with you, was abysmal. I didn't like it. Didn't make sense. That's kind of panning out here for me. And then Miami is just like, I can't figure out this Dolphins team, because if you look at their offense on paper, you think to yourselves, who could possibly stop them? You know, they should be scoring on every single possession, but it's not really the case. And their defense has a lot of holes. I'm not really sure if they have injuries. To be honest, I don't really know. But like the Bills, man, like they're 8-2. And you look at the rest of the division and all three teams have 3 wins. So I think that what we're going to see from Buffalo over the next 5 years is what we saw from the Patriots over the last 10.
No question. Hey, we only got a couple of minutes. And again, Jennifer Hudson's going to be very fluid. I want you to hang in. We got Brock Hines at 40. I'm looking forward to Thursday night. You know, as much as we talked about Washington, Pittsburgh this Sunday, how about Commanders, Eagles Thursday night? Bellwether game in Philly. I mean, seriously, because Philly, I can't get my head around this team. I know the coaching thing gets you riled up there.
Oh my
God.
This
is still a very solid team with a great quarterback and some real talented players. But I think this is the bellwether we want to see because it's within that NFC East. So tell me real quick about Commanders and Eagles without going off on some tangent about Philly. Go ahead. Let me hear.
If the Eagles had the Chiefs coaching staff, they'd be a Super Bowl team. But regardless, they have enough talent to overcome their weaknesses in the coaching staff. And, you know, here we are. I don't think anyone, if we went back to week one and said, hey, on November 14th, the Commanders and the Eagles play a Thursday night game, everyone would have said, ugh, that's a stinker. I'm not even going to be watching. And now it's primetime television, and that's because of Jaden Daniels
yep.
and the way and the identity that this Commanders team has developed as a relentless group of guys who will come at you over and over and over again. Their defense has really picked it up. I believe Robinson will be back from injury, and even if he isn't, Austin Ekeler has been more than serviceable for them this season. Mm-hmm. I believe he had 2 touchdowns last week against a very good Steelers defense. I don't think it's crazy to say that the Steelers have a better defense than the Eagles. I don't think that's crazy at all to say. And the Commanders, you know, put up a good fight. The issue that they're going to have is stopping Saquon Barkley. Because the guy's on an absolute tear. He's hurtling guys backwards. I mean, he's doing stuff that, you know, as a Giants fan, it just is so, so painful to watch. But, man, I'm excited for this game. Philly's a 3.5-point favorite. Total's 48.5. I think this is going to be a shootout. I really do.
I think it's going to be a great game, and I agree with you. The one thing I wanted to see on Sunday, even though I really like Pittsburgh and ended up being right, but who cares about that? What I wanted to see was I wanted to see Pittsburgh to have to punt, and even if they had to kick a field goal, I wanted to see Jaden Daniels with a minute to go with maybe 1 timeout or less and see what he could do with that. That's how quarterbacks are judged. What are you going to do with that last possession on those game-winning touchdown drives? Look at Elway. Look at Marino. Look at Brady, Montana, all the greats. That stat is huge. He didn't get the chance because of a boneheaded play. Tyler, you sit tight. Jennifer Hudson, hopefully, will get a clean start with her, and then we come back with Brock Hines. We got a lot to get to here on Sports Overnight, Tuesday into a Wednesday. We're coming right back.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialists right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
All right, talking the world of sports and a whole lot more here. Marty Terrell here on a Tuesday into a Wednesday here. We're still efforting Jennifer Hudson. She's running late, and we understand it. Look, she's an EGOT. Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony, in demand. Her Christmas album and her show will be debuting on Sunday, the 24th of this month, November, King's Theater in Brooklyn. She also has dates in Chicago at the Chicago Theater, December 13th. On a Friday, the Walt Disney Concert Hall, Los Angeles, on Saturday the 21st, and then Sunday the 22nd, right before Christmas in Vegas at the Fontainebleau, and then that'll be a Saturday, Sunday, back-to-back, right before Christmas, December 21st and 22nd. What an immense talent. What a thrill to get her. So we're efforting. And once we get her, we'll put her up and share a few moments with her. Her Christmas album, you know, I mean, this is just an immensely, immensely talented woman. Talk show host, too, and has done very well. I think nominated for 10 daytime Emmys. Chicago, I mean, is this Oprah Redux? I don't know, but this woman has been absolutely unbelievable when you think about it. It really and truly is an immense talent. I hear Tyler, Jennifer Hudson fan, Tyler? What do you think? I mean, this gal's amazing.
I mean, all the respect in the world for someone who does a little bit of everything and does it all well. You know, the saying is, you know, jack of all trades and master of none, but she seems to put that off to the side because she seems to master absolutely everything that she gets her hands on.
Yep. And it's had so much in her life, both the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. We don't need to get into that, but we're efforting. And then Brock Hines coming up at 40 past the hour. Is Soto, I mean, it's Scott Boras, and we'll get into this more with Brock, but I mean, he's just driving up his price. I think he's going to top Ohtani. I really do. I think when this whole Soto sweepstakes is said and done, you might be right. Your beloved Yankees may end up bringing him back into the stable. But I'm going to tell you this. It's going to cost a pretty penny. He's going to exceed Ohtani in my view. What do you think?
I think so as well. I mean, it's you see it all the time. It's, you know, in the NBA, it seems like there's a new record contract every single year. In the NFL, every year, there's a newest highest paid guy at whatever position it is. And the Dodgers kind of set the precedent for these deferred money contracts and paying somebody an unbelievable amount of money. And when you factor in the fact that he is a World Series champion, so he's been in that moment, he delivered in that series as well. I believe he had 3 home runs in that World Series against the Astros. He showed up all postseason for the Yankees, and he's only 26 years old. So if there's ever a time to spend an unprecedented amount of money on an athlete, right now. And baseball, you know, no one pays like they do in the MLB.
No, there's no doubt. And here's the thing. You can't even look at, I mean, he led the American League in runs. You look at his slash marks, unbelievable in terms of batting average, OPS, everything else. Take it all in, roll it into one ball. Led the American League in run scores. Here's what I do know. And a lot of fans don't want to hear about this, but it's what he does on the field. But the merchandise is such a big factor. I mean, this guy is absolute merch gold. I mean, he is, Tyler. This guy is a cash cow. I mean, you're talking about realizing a billion plus in the 10-year or 12-year contract that he gets in just ancillary stuff. Forget about what he does in terms of ticket sales. I'm dead serious. This guy is absolute gold.
Well,
right?
it's the personality as well. I mean, he has that it factor about him. You know, we see it all the time. There's athletes who are really, really good players in their respective sports, but they might not have that superstar aura about them. Mm-hmm. And Juan Soto does, and there's no doubt about it. And everybody, I don't know anyone that doesn't like Juan Soto. It doesn't matter who you support. Everyone respects the guy. Everyone wants him on their team. And when he's yours, you're thankful for it. And I can say that as a Yankees fan, who, you know, we had him over the last season, and it was unbelievable. I would do anything to keep this guy. Hell, I would, if someone proposed me, you got to get rid of Aaron Judge, but you get to retain Soto, I would do that in a heartbeat.
See you later,
Aaron. Thank you for everything you've done. I respect Aaron Judge. I love him. He's a great dude. He's done a ton for the game. Great player for the Yankees, as, you know, aside from what we saw this last postseason run. But, like, if you had to ask me to choose, I'm choosing Juan Soto every day and twice on Sunday.
That's interesting. Why, though? I mean, you got to forgive Aaron for dropping the ball. I know he started the floodgates in that disastrous inning.
It's not even that.
What would it be, though? Because, I mean, Soto, I mean, I see the benefits of Judge, too. I mean, 58 home runs is nothing to sneeze at. All right, we got Jennifer Hudson. Tyler, you sit right there. Let's get her. What a thrill. Jennifer Hudson, my name is Marty Terrell. I so appreciate you taking time. Congratulations on this album. You're an EGOT, Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony. Thank you. And you got some live shows coming up, a little mini tour. How are you, Jennifer? Thanks for coming on.
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, I do. The Gift of Love. Talk about this, you know, this album for the holiday season. We identify with you definitely over the holidays. And then this tour, which is going to span from the King's Theater in Brooklyn through your hometown, Chicago, Vegas, and L.A. Talk about the album and then this tour, if you could, please. Thank you.
Yes. The Gift of Love holiday album is out today. Make sure you check it out. And then, yes, I will be touring in November, starting November 21st. In Brooklyn at King's Theater. It's going to be a bunch of holiday fun, and I'll have a stop in Chicago to carry on the holiday tradition with the Gift of Love. And then the album is full of all my favorite holiday songs. And under to me, it's a gift for everybody under that tree. So whichever song you pick you love off the album, that is my gift to you. And so I want to thank you guys for everybody doing this tour for the holiday season to add to everyone's family holiday memories. That is the goal.
No question about it. You know, I want to take the liberty to say this. Your talent as a singer, your acting, your talk show host, you're a follow-up act to Oprah. Have you ever thought of that? Has anyone ever told? No, I mean it. I'm serious. You have an enormous following. Have you ever thought of that? And what has Oprah meant to you, if you don't mind? You're a Chicago gal, as is she in many respects.
Yes, I am. Well, she's always been a great example of just how far you can go, and definitely has been an inspiration to me, so I don't take that lightly. Thank you for that. I hope to follow in those footsteps, you know, or continue, as you would say, to just reach higher heights and be able to do simply what I love. I've just been blessed to be able to do what I love. I love people. I love seeing people come together. I love singing. I love talking. I love acting, and I've just been blessed to be able to do that. So I'm glad to still be in the game for 20 years.
Jennifer, how do you stay grounded? Seriously, how do you stay grounded? I think a lot of people will want to hear this because you have an immense talent. How do you juggle this? I mean, I'm talking about your acting career, your singing, your talk show hosts, your philanthropic work. I mean, how do you juggle it all? How do you stay grounded? I think you can help a lot of people with answering that question. Let me hear.
Wow. Well, you know, what I always say is God, it's not me. And I just go wherever he sends me, I'll go. And then just leading with heart and passion. You know, it's always from the heart. If I'm singing a song, I'm like, y'all, it's from the heart. So acting is coming from a real place. You know, it comes from a human perspective, first and foremost. Even as a host, I want to meet you human, because we're all human and we're all going through life. And I've seen the highs of the highs and the lowest of the lows and everything in between, you know? So it's like, that's the purpose of the talk show as well, is to let people know it's a safe place for us all to be able to come to, because we understand. And I've been there.
Yes, you have. You know, you're on here promoting your new Christmas album. What does it mean to you when you're doing Christmas songs opposed to anything else? Is there a special vibe that you get when you honor Christmas and the birth of Christ? How does that work within your soul when you do Christmas albums like this? Because you clearly I resonate with people with your voice.
Thank you so much. You know, again, coming from a real place, like with the holiday album, everything on it, it was hard to decide what songs to go with, but I wanted to come from a real place. Like the Christmas song, my grandmother loved that song. That was her favorite holiday song, so I felt it's important to put that on my holiday album. Or Oh Holy Night, that's my favorite Christmas song, you know what I mean? Go Tell It on the Mountain, I grew up singing that in church, you know? So it's like it's songs that come from you know, my upbringing and my family tradition and you know, all of those things. So it's that it makes it that much more authentic to my life, to my story, and to what I love.
This album, The Gift of Love, we are going to so promote this for you. Tour date, Sunday, November 24th at the wonderful King's Theater in New York and Brooklyn, and then, of course, your hometown Chicago Theater, and then L.A. and a couple shows in Vegas at the Fontainebleau. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Do well with this album. We know you will. And again, Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony. You know, in sports, we call that a grand slam, and you are all of that, Jennifer Hudson. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Happy holidays.
Yeah, you as well. Jennifer Hudson, thank you for her time, and her promoter, Art Sears. Thank you, Art. Great job. It's always nice. It is. And, you know, again, 13-year-old daughter, and if she has a role model, Jennifer Hudson could be all of that. That is outstanding. We look forward to it. Thank you, Dominic Jimenez, too, and Tyler Levine. So we squeezed in Jennifer Hudson here today, and happy holidays. And I know that will get a replay as we get close to the holiday season with Thanksgiving and Christmas right around the corner. All right, I want to tell you about Rocket Mortgage. Why? Because, yeah, $10,000 down towards your closing costs. You know, interest rates are falling. And when they do, the market gets busy. And, yeah, any approved mortgage, $10,000 down towards your closing costs at that Rocket Mortgage at rocketmortgage.com. And you can apply online. And when you find that home or condo or whatever you're looking to do, whether you're upgrading or downsizing, some of our people who want to downsize, Rocket Mortgage is always there with competitive rates, outstanding service, and a nice five-figure check, $10,000 down to offset those closing costs. A little holiday music to take us to break. Thanks to Jennifer Hudson. Coming back.
Snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. To sing a love song when we stroll alone. Walking in a winter wonderland.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently.
These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
All right, talking the world of sports here. Only Brock Hines would know this is Darling, Darling, Darling. I wonder if he can name that tune. If he can, I'm telling you right now, this has got music savant. All right, who did this, Hinesy? Come on now with Tyler Levine. Who did this song, Darling, Darling, Darling? If you know this, you get a gold star. Let me hear.
Wow, Marty. I thought you might ask me a Jennifer Hudson question. I was almost noted for that. You threw me. I mean, that sounds like a Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes song. Just listening, but I mean, that,
close.
I think it's the OJ's. It's probably. I think I'm in the right. It's either one of those. OJ's or I'm gonna go OJ's.
It's the OJ's. Good job. I knew you'd get it, dude. I knew you. Say hi to Tyler. You know, you guys have been opposite each other about 15 times on the radio, but you two haven't met. And Brock, I know you admire his work, and vice versa. Say hello.
Tyler, great to hear from you, and it would be good to share the next 20 minutes talking a little baseball and football with you.
Absolutely. I'm a huge fan as well. I love the Sports in 60 segment. You do a great job and a pleasure to share the airwaves with you tonight.
Well, Brock, he went to Western New England College, played soccer.
Oh,
I told him.
Wow.
At least he didn't go to AIC almost in college, but he's a Winnick guy in Springfield, Mass. How about that, Hinesy, huh?
Story with AIC today, actually, if you're a hockey fan, AIC is they are in big trouble as a school, and it just was announced today they're dropping their Division I hockey program at the end of this season. That may be a very regional headline for you folks, but it's the beginning of the end, I think, for AIC in Western Massachusetts.
Why? What'd they do? Why are they dropping hockey?
They're running out of money. They don't have enough money. Their expenditure for their hockey team is bigger than many of the local football teams around here. And it was just announced today, AIC announced to the NCAA that it will not return as a Division I participant in hockey next year. So this is going back 15, 20 years. And Eric Lang, who I know is a coach very well, I know he'd be disappointed. He'll be gobbled up somewhere. But back to Division II and back to playing at the Olympia, Marty, that you know in West Springfield.
No question. Yeah, no more. That's an interesting story. All right, let's get to it, Brock. You know, part of the reason we're putting you on is for a lot of reasons. You do a great job. Juan Soto, are the Red Sox being a pawn? Because I think LeBron's going to be called into the fray here. I think the Red Sox are dead serious about Juan Soto. LeBron's an investor in the Red Sox. He's part of Fenway Sports Group. They own Liverpool. They need a centerpiece. This frugal spending BS that's been going on, and Sam Kennedy can only lie so much. John Henry's got more money than he can shake a stick at. I think the Soto sweepstakes is real. And I'm telling you right now, Boston would go gaga over this guy because there is so much pent-up demand for a marquee talent that I think Soto's a good fit in Boston. Let's hear from you and realize Tyler is a huge Yankee fan. And whatever you say, he's not going to like. But go ahead. Let me hear. Maybe he will like it.
I think he'll like it a lot. I think he's – although it may go across the it may go to Flushing, but I think he stays in New York or one of those two teams. I think the Red Sox, Marty, are dead serious about them. I also would tell you that the Phillies, especially the Blue Jays, are also dead serious. But he wants to play in a winning market. Scott Boras has a reputation of using other teams as leverage, number one. But number two, he put it right out into the media that his client wants to play in a winning market. The Red Sox are not close. They got a lot of traffic out in the outfield. I don't see him going there. It's interesting the Dodgers have been moving players around in the outfield to make room. People think that Scott Boras will send him out at least for a visit to L.A., but I just find it very interesting that what the Dodgers have been doing to make room in the outfield for him. Blue Jays, I think Toronto is a very tough market. They have more money up there than probably even New York or any of the other markets we want to talk about. But the issues of playing and living in Canada, beautiful country, don't get me any of me wrong, any people mm-hmm. listen up there wrong. It's just it's a very difficult thing to navigate as far as the dollar, and some families don't want to live up there. They just love to visit like I do, and I still think he stays in the New York market with the Mets in second place.
Tyler, is that your big fear? Because he's friends with Francisco Lindor and Alvarez and those other guys. And I know Alonso is also somebody that Steve Cohen. But I think when Steve Cohen gets on his private jet and goes out to L.A. To see Soto and Boris, he's coming with a pen and a big fat checkbook. I think the Mets are the biggest threat to the Yankees. What do you think?
I think they are as well, and I think that the Mets will ultimately make the biggest offer. I just think that it can't really be spoken about enough that he's played for the Yankees and, from my understanding, really enjoyed his experience there, and he has relationships with his teammates there already. Mm-hmm. That if the Yankees come somewhat close, I think that they snag him. My biggest fear is him going to the Dodgers, though. If he goes to the Mets, he goes to the Mets. Like, I don't care about that. If he goes to the Dodgers, it's Armageddon for everybody. You know, they'll go on a run that has never been seen before outside of probably the Yankees in the mid-1900s. You know, who would be able to stop them, especially if they snag this young pitcher coming out of Japan as well. But I just think that the fact that I think that it's when the Yankees have to play ball, they do. When they have to spend big, they will. And we haven't exactly – I mean, if you look at the roster that we field in the World Series, people think about the Yankees as the team that is always buying everybody and spending the most money. We have a majority of our players that we started drafted by the Yankees and came through the farm system or, you know, traded for. There aren't that many guys that we've recently, you know, outside of Gerrit Cole and Stanton – dropped a huge, huge bag on. And I think that when the main threat is the guys on the other side of the town that everyone refers to as the little brother or the ugly stepchild of New York, they're not going to want to get beat by the Mets. So they're going to put a competitive enough offer out there to get him to stay. That's my prediction. But I'm not surprised at all that the Blue Jays are interested and that the Red Sox are serious about it. Who wouldn't be serious about this guy? We just spoke about it earlier. He is a once-in-a-generation type of prospect that is deserving of the biggest contract in baseball. And with that being said, everyone's going to have interest. But when push comes to shove, as Brock alluded to, like, he wants to play in New York, ultimately. He wants to play for a team that has the caliber of the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Mets. And although the Red Sox obviously are a storied organization with a lot of winning history, there's something different about playing for the Yankees and playing in New York, and I think that that's ultimately going to be what pushes him to stay with New York.
I think that's fair, but Brock, if the Dodgers were to get him, I think we have to go back to Bowie Kuhn and back to our teenage years. And I'm dating myself. I'm going to sound like, you know, one of these old guys that shoes young kids off their lawn. But I'm telling you right now, in the best interest of baseball, if the Dodgers get him, where is it going to end? Where is it going to end? In the best interest of baseball, are you kidding me? So you're going to get Soto on that team? What are we dealing with here? Will that ever be invoked again, Brock, a trade or a free agency signing rebuked by the commissioner in the best interest of baseball in the spirit of competitive balance, or am I just off my rocker here? And don't answer that.
I think that was back from our generation, way before Tyler. I don't think you'll see that invoked again. I think the Dodgers are, they'll talk. I mean, he says all the right things. Let's put it this way, Soto. He's been coached by one of the best agents, the best in the business of doing this. I'm willing to listen to anybody. He hasn't knocked the Yankees. He says he loves the Yankees. But he's just saying, I'll listen to anybody. He's not saying mm-hmm. any of the wrong things. So when you hear that, you go, wow, that just brings a lot of people into it. It brings Philadelphia into it. It brings Toronto. Doesn't mean he's going to sign with them. He's a guy that says the right thing. And I think to Tyler's point, I think he wants to be in New York too. I think he is Broadway. He is not Hollywood. And that's just, I don't pretend to know the guy. I've never met him before in my life. I'm just telling you what my gut's telling me. I think he ends up and stays in the New York market, even though the Dodgers would move Mookie Betts back to the infield to make room for him. I just don't see it happening.
All right, AFC this week. Are we seeing the best of the best? Bills, Chiefs, Steelers, Ravens. Is there an outlier there? Brock, start with you. Those two matchups, are we seeing the best four in the AFC this weekend on display or no?
Steelers, I just don't believe in. The Bills, now that they have no pressure on them, I believe in them somewhat. I still think the Chiefs, even though Mahomes has thrown more interceptions than everybody combined in the NFL, they continue to find ways to win. I don't know how they do it. I still think the Ravens are probably the second-best team. And the third-best team, you're going to laugh me out of this place. I think the up-and-coming team in the AFC is the, I'm going to say this quietly, the Los Angeles Chargers. I think as what? Justin Herbert gets healthier and healthier,
wow.
I love the coaching staff out there. I think that Jesse Minter, the defensive coordinator, has done a tremendous job. And if you have a moment to take a look at the defensive stats, the Chargers have given up 118 points in 9 games. That is incredible. I'm not getting hung up on that number because also, if you want to throw it at me, tell me who the Chargers have played. The 3 losses have been against teams that I would like to have seen them beat to make them me a real believer. They lost to the Chiefs and a couple other losses that make sense. But watch out for the Chargers. 1-3 in a row. They're probably the third best team. I believe more in the Bills.
Tyler, are we seeing the best? We seeing the Final Four on display this weekend in one fell swoop or two fell swoop? Let me hear.
I actually agree with Brock, and I actually like the Chargers more than I like the Steelers. But obviously, it goes without saying that the Bills, the Ravens, and the Chiefs are undistinguishably and unarguably the 3 top dogs. I've expressed my concerns with the Ravens and their defense, especially come playoff time. Because, look, you can score 30 points a game or whatever, 25 points a game and win in the regular season. But as you get into that postseason and teams have had a whole year of tape to watch on you, you're not going to put up 30 points a game in the playoffs. It's just not going to happen. The formula's out. We spoke about it yesterday. If you can hold the Ravens to less than 25 points a game, you win. All 3 of their losses, they've scored less than 25 points. And when you look at a team like the Chiefs, who are unbelievable on defense, like Brock said, I have no idea how they're doing it either, but they're finding ways to win, and that's what great teams do. And the Bills as well, who, look, they're 8-2, but they're going to have to figure out a way to really lock in defensively, and their offense has to sync up. Amari Cooper has to be healthy. Keon Coleman's out this week again with an injury, so if they want to win this division and make it to a Super Bowl, they're going to have to be fully healthy come postseason time. But, you can't ask for better matchups. Ravens-Steelers is one of the best rivalries in all sports. Watching this game in Pittsburgh is going to be unbelievable.
He's Tyler Levine. That's Brock Hines. Okay, I want to go NFC real quick. I put Detroit on a level all by themselves. You know what the one knock I have against Detroit? And it's the same thing that hurt him a year ago, and I think he's going to come back and pull some idiotic brain cramp again. I worry about Campbell. He's got a great cast. He's a great motivator. His tactician, his game management freaks me out. If I'm a Lions fan, I'm telling you, he is a keg of dynamite. Heinze, Campbell and the Lions, do you put them on a level all by themselves?
Yeah, I think the discussion I'd like to have with you two is, do you like them better than the Chiefs? But I get what you're saying about Campbell. You're worried about him going for a 2-point conversion in the first quarter, right? I mean,
absolutely
nutty.
Yeah.
But, hey, the record speaks for themselves. They've been lucky with the kicking, as we saw the other night. I managed to squeeze that one out there. But they check all the boxes as far as I'm concerned. What I'm really curious, and I'd be wanting to ask Tyler this. I think he would know this more if it's okay that I ask a question here, Marty.
100%.
What do I make of the NFC West? I mean, I've always liked Kyler Murray. I think he's a tremendous talent with no support, and they're in first place. But and Dom's probably waiting for the same answer too. His Giants are 49ers, rather a half game back. But I don't know what to make of the NFC West.
Arizona, I'll jump in real quick. Arizona, I said it yesterday, Tyler. 6-4. They're dangerous. 20 seconds, real quick.
Yeah, I think that as the Niners get healthy, they're the team to watch. But the Cardinals, man, they're a very dangerous team, and they do not have a particularly difficult schedule coming into the end of the season. So I would not be shocked if they finish on top of that division by any means.
Brock, good job out of you. We are out here. We come right back. Don't go away.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
All right, time for the 2-Minute Drill presented by Geico Insurance, geico.com. And they're also a sponsor of Sports in 60 Times 2 with Brock Hines and updates with Giovanna Scroggins 24-7 here on Sports Byline. Double dip in college buckets tonight, Tyler. What do you think? A little Kansas, Michigan State, little Duke in Kentucky, all at State Farm in Atlanta. Your thoughts real quick.
Well, I mean, right now, Michigan State is winning 10-9. I think Kansas is shooting free throws. They have 6 points off the bench. They've been sent to the line twice, and Hunter Dickinson has scored all of Kansas's points thus far outside of one free throw. So, you know, if Michigan State are going to win, their bench is going to have to outscore Kansas's bench, and it seems like if they can contain Dickinson to some capacity, they'll have a shot. So I don't think this one's going to be a blowout by any means. Michigan State, you know, are always, generally speaking, a competitive team, and Kansas are known over the last few years to have a couple stinkers. So let's see there. But, man, all my eyes are on this game at 9 p.m. Eastern, Duke-Kentucky. Cooper, yep. Flagg, man.
I know.
I could not be more excited for, you know, in a real game with two blue bloods to see how this kid performs. I'm expecting an absolutely massive night and for him to announce himself to the country as the guy to hold down and to take down ultimately.
It's like you're reading my notes. They're hoisting the flag in the NCAA. This kid, do you ever think you'd live to see the day where a kid from Maine could be the face of college basketball in this country? Come on.
Number one pick in the NBA, too. I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Cooper Flag. All right, good job out of you. Thanks to Jennifer Hudson, the EGOT, Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony Award winner. She was with us. Thanks to Brock Hines. Thanks to Tyler Levine and Dominic Jimenez. Outstanding work by the whole crew. Jeff and Jen throughout the night and the early morning hours. I'm Marty Terrell. Adios from Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America.